This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Hey, welcome aboard. It's Saturday night. It's Kevin McCullough. We are glad to have you with us. It's Radio Night Live, week number two, baby, of live broadcast. We went back into full-time production last week for the first time in 15 weeks, and here we are, ready and fired up and ready to go. Our phone number is 888-340-3373. Our phone number again, 888-340-3373. And I want you to use that number because, friends, tonight we've got a very important topic. We've got a very important discussion to have, and I think that if we play our cards right, we just might have the most interesting radio show of the week right here on our hands. Anyway, welcome in. It's been a great week. I hope you got a lot done this week. I did. For one thing, I'm very thankful for, our kids were able to leave the house every day for like 2 to 4 hours each. And that made the world of difference for the mental health of mom and dad. It was just an incredible thing. We actually belong to a pool in our area, and they had been, you know, playing a little bit coy with us about when they were going to open and so forth. But they opened, and the kids were there, and they got to swim every day, and they got worn out, and they got their exercise, and man, by the time they hit the bed at night, that was great. It didn't work out so good today because we had rain all day, so nobody did anything. They just stayed inside and got all antsy. But anyway, welcome to Saturday. Glad to have you with us. I got a lot to get to. Let's go to the big board for a second there, if you can, Mr. Nick. In hour number two in the ladies' lounge tonight, we are going to have the daughter-in-law of the president. So I don't know what the daughter, it's not first daughter, it's not first, they're like the second born, so I don't even know what she is. She's the daughter-in-law of the president. Laura Lee Trump, who's part of the Trump 2020 campaign, will be with us, and we will be chatting about all things in the times in which we live. And that will continue as we have a twofer tonight in the ladies' lounge. Michelle Malkin, celebrated columnist, author, sassiest little woman in America. Literally, she's like 4'6" or something like that. I don't know how tall she is, but she has got the heart and the mentality of a champion in every way. She is really upset about the tearing down of these monuments. And friends, when I tell you that we are doing the wrong thing, I can't emphasize that enough because we actually are. We're tearing down the monuments of the people that are on the side of the ones that we supposedly are protesting on behalf of. And that's just goofy. That's all in hour two. Back to the big board for a second. You see the two guys, if you're watching on Biz TV or you're on the stream, you see the two big guys on the left side of that big board. One is not an Amish farmer with a black beard and white hair. No. That is actually Joe Biden, the vice president, the former vice president of the United States. Now, I know he's culturally appropriating the Amish farm look there. That's not appropriate. You can't culturally appropriate anything these days. But he's culturally appropriating the Amish farm look, but he got it messed up. He should have been using a white mask, but I think he's using the black mask because he wants to make a statement about the cultural appropriation of the colors of masks to begin with. So he's making the statement very clearly that black masks matter, and he's not going, but that's only part of his problem. Joe Biden does funny math. And when I say funny, I don't mean that it's like humorous. I mean it's sad. Like he can't do math or something. Or he has the worst staff of anybody that's ever run for president, because when they actually give him numbers like what he used this week, somebody should get fired for that, because you end up looking like a noob Like, you just don't, you don't even appear to, like, have any clue as to what you're doing when you give him the information that he got, and then he repeats it and whatever. But before that, go back to the big board one more time. The man next to the culturally appropriating Joe Biden is Hank Newsom. He is the New York director for Black Lives Matter. And something that he said this week got a lot of people's attention, and I feel like that it's important that we discuss. So on tonight's show, we're going to open up the phone lines and have at it. But when you say, when you use words like, well, what do the American people respond to? Marches or breaking things? I want you to think about that for a second, because that's what he actually said to Martha McCallum. He said, well, what do the American people actually respond to? Do they respond to marches, or do they respond to it when people break things? And I'm not wanting to put words in anybody's mouth, but what is he intending to mean by that? That's a fair question. In fact, if I was to ask you 888-340-3373, and you're giving someone grief about you know, what has been going on in the society, in the culture, in the cities for the last few weeks, and then they say, well, what do the American people respond to? Do they respond to marches, or do they respond to breaking things? Well, how would you interpret that? It would be hard for me to interpret it as anything other than, well, they'll only respond to broken things, so it sounds like you're giving yourself permission to break a lot more things, or people, or stuff that doesn't belong to you. And I don't really care at this moment in time what your feelings are about our founding fathers or what happened prior to Reconstruction in the 1800s. Because the Reconstruction era, by the way, was a huge, massive cultural reset. We changed everything in American history during the era of Reconstruction, as we should have. Because all human life is sacred. Because all humans deserve the freedom that God grants them, not our Constitution. So, yes, slavery was a mark on our history, a terrible mark on our history. But Reconstruction was the immediate resolve of that sin. And what happened beyond that is really another story altogether. Because there was one political party, the Democrats, that took Reconstruction, did not like what they saw coming out of it, and turned very harshly against the dark-skinned American. So anyway, he says in this interview, well, you know, what does America respond to? But before he said that, before he got to it, and we'll get into this in my next segment, we'll actually play you the tape so you can hear it, he says, if this country doesn't give us what we want, we will burn it down. This is Hank Newsom, the New York director of Black Lives Matter. And he says it with such calm and callousness and kind of laissez-faire that you wonder if he even understood the impact of the words as they were coming out of his mouth. I'm not sure. But I know one thing. If this is how people are going to advocate for change, there's going to be a civil war. Because if you say that you can come into my house and hurt my family, take this the stuff that I work very hard to earn that is for them, and you're justifying it on some grievance from some era that I had nothing to do with. And when you do so, in light of the fact that I mentor and have adopted an African-American son and liberate African slaves every year and encourage my listeners to do the same, I strongly try to use the influence that I have to create racial reconciliation dialogue between black and white churches, and I try to do everything that I can to advocate for fairness for all people at all times. And if you think you have the right to come into my life and break my stuff and hurt my family, you're going to find out what the Second Amendment is all about. So let's be very careful, Mr. Newsom, when we say that if the country doesn't give you what you want, that you're going to burn it down. Anyway, we're going to have a conversation about it, and it's fair. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. But before we do that, what I want to do is I want to play you his actual comments, and we will do that when we return from the other side of this first break. And the phone line's open all night long tonight. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We are back live and taking your calls and having fun at Radio Night Live, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And I've got an exciting update for you coming up tonight on our slave project, as a matter of fact, because we've liberated some more people. I'll be telling you about that as we go along as well. 888-340-3373. Laura Lee Trump, Michelle Malkin, all straight ahead. And we've got a huge show, but I want you to engage us in this conversation. What does it mean to burn it all down? Coming right back on the Burn It All Down edition of Radio Night Live.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you back with us live from New York, or as we call it, Lockdown Central, which is what it's been the last 16 weeks. Although there is much rejoicing. If you heard an ear-piercing shriek yesterday around 4 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern Time, that was most of the state of New Jersey's moms that were screaming hallelujah because the governor of the state of New Jersey had decided that they would get to do school this coming fall. And all the moms that had terrible experiences doing remote learning this year were breathing a sigh of relief. So there was some rejoicing in that. All right, we're talking about the big statement this week that came out of an interview from Martha McCallum and the director of Black Lives Matter in New York. His name is Hank Newsom, and he's somewhat famous. You see him around. He's always wearing Black Lives Matter gear. He's always got a T-shirt on that says Black Lives Matter. And when he was on with Martha this week, he made some pretty bold and fairly direct statements. Take a listen to the crux of his interview here.
I said, if this country doesn't give us what we want, then we will burn down this system and replace it. All right, and I could be speaking figuratively. Okay. I could be speaking literally. It's a matter of interpretation. Like, let's be very real. And let's observe the history of the 1960s. When black people were rioting, we had the highest growth in wealth and property ownership. Think about the last few weeks. Since we started protesting, there have been 8 cops fired across the country. You remember they were telling us that there was due process. That's why the cop that choked Eric Garner to death had kept his job and received raises for 5 years. Anytime a cop hurt a woman, hurt a child, hurt pregnant people, hurt our elders, there was always a call for due process. You must wait. You must wait. But the moment people start destroying property, now cops can be fired automatically. What is this country rewarding? What behavior is it listening to? Obviously not marching, but when people get aggressive and they escalate their protests, the
you
country
feel like
listens.
That's when you're getting revoked.
Cops get fired. Now you have police officers. You have Republican politicians talking about police reform. I don't condone nor do I condemn rioting, but I'm just telling you what I observe.
You're saying that that.
Yeah, I don't believe him. He said, I don't condemn and I don't condone rioting. I think the justification that he just laid out there clearly condones the rioting. His first illustration is to say, well, look at the 1960s, and when did black people have the most growth in wealth and property ownership? Which, by the way, isn't true. But this is his talking point, that it was when they were involved in the riots of the civil rights movement, not of the peaceful portion of it. 888-340-3373. So I've got a few questions. If you're an African American and you're watching or listening tonight, I want to know very clearly, do you agree with Mr. Newsom, the director of the New York chapter of Black Lives Matter, who says that if this country doesn't give us what we want, we will burn it down? I want to know if you're African American, if you agree with that. If you're anyone else, I want to know, does that statement make you more inclined to want to find middle ground and peace with people that are taking that approach to solving their problems? Now, I'm not saying that they're wrong or that it's not right, because he clearly believes that there's an advantage to taking that approach to doing what they're doing.
He clearly believes that that has some degree of exponential outcome that is going to give him the result that he's looking for. What I want to know is, do you think that that's true? And at the end of the day, is it about giving Black Lives Matter, the organization, what they genuinely want, or is it about really esteeming the value of every black life? See, I don't have really much use for the organization Black Lives Matter. One of their stated goals is to actually destroy the nuclear family. They claim that the idea of a mother and a father being in a home, in a married relationship, raising children together, is some sort of white European construct that doesn't apply and doesn't benefit the black experience. Now, they're welcome to believe whatever they want to believe. I'm not here to tell them that they have to believe like me. I just think that's hogwash. Because if you look at any societal study that has surveyed the dilemmas of the black experience in recent years in America, and Larry Elder said it on this show last week, the problem is fatherlessness, 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 fatherlessness. Having someone not in the home that is that needs to be there for the welfare of the children and for the growth of the children is problematic. Especially when what you understand to be the primary need of every family is a mother and a father to raise the children and to nurture them. So what I want to know is, if you're African American tonight, do you go along with what Hank Newsom said there, that the solution here is, if the country doesn't give us what they're looking for, that their only option is to burn it all down? But secondly, if you're not African American, and if you're hearing this dialogue and you're part of a conscientious desire to see America heal from the pain that we've been in for the last 4 weeks, can you believe it's been a month since George Floyd was murdered? It really does seem quite problematic that we spent about a half a second talking about the injustice of what happened to him. And then the rest of this time has turned into this, setting up autonomous zones, talking about what we're going to get and how we're going to act if we don't get it. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I've got a phone line open, 888-340-3373. Rick is listening in Sacramento, listening to 1380 The Answer, one of our favorite stations tonight. Rick, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are the guy is using a lot of disjointed statements. He's saying something, then he gives what he calls a justification that do not make any sense. And the point is that without productivity, I don't care what race you are, if you're not productive, you're not going to get anything. And that's just the bottom line. You can't tear up something and expect to get benefits from tearing up something. You know, I'm an economics graduate, so I was, you know, so when I heard him say what he said, Kevin, I said to myself, this guy's making zero sense.
Rick, do you happen to be African American yourself?
Yes.
So what does that mentality do for your desire to see a more just society come about?
Well, I mean, you mentioned that it starts from childhood. And I'll just tell you this, from a person growing up in Tampa, Florida, now living in California, if the mother and father of that kid is not with that kid from day one, by the time that kid is like 6, 7, 8 years old, unless some major...
Rick, hold the line. I'm going to have you come back after the break because we got to take this break.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Florida has set yet another record in daily confirmed coronavirus cases. Officials report more than 9,500, which tops the previous day total by more than 600. Politico reporter Mark Caputo is in Coral Gables.
The state has had kind of a patchwork approach to fighting coronavirus. The governor, Ron DeSantis, has, in a similar way that the president has deferred to locals, has himself deferred to locals. So, for instance, in Miami-Dade County, where I'm in, we've always been under an earlier and stricter lockdown relative to the rest of the state.
Florida is now banning alcohol consumption in bars because health officials blame the new outbreak on young adults that are flocking to establishments that opened 3 weeks ago. Texas has also seen a spike in coronavirus cases, leading to restrictions on businesses once again. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Visit Landmark. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you back with us live from New York. It's Radio Night Live, and that was a live shot of Times Square, and it looks like slowly life is beginning to filter back into our lives, which we're all glad for. Other places have already had their restaurants open for a while. I don't know what Sacramento has had, but Rick's there, and he's joining us. And before we go back to Rick, I want to replay just a portion of what Hank Newsom had to say. This week, he is the head of Black Lives Matter for New York City, and just take a listen to his own words.
I said, if this country doesn't give us what we want, then we will burn down this system and replace it. All right, and I could be speaking figuratively. Okay. I could be speaking literally. It's a matter of interpretation. Like, let's be very real. And let's observe the history of the 1960s when black people were rioting.
Right, and so then he gives a number of what he considers to be examples of why his rationale matters and actually makes some sort of sense. And Rick called us from Sacramento, listening to 1380 The Answer at 888-340-3373, and says he objects to Hank's logic. But, Rick, I wanted to make sure that I understood why. And you say it has to do with the nuclear family, which is one of the things that Black Lives Matter, on their website, in their doctrine, they say one of their goals is to destroy the idea of the nuclear family. They say that's a white European concept and that it doesn't apply to people of color. And your observation was what, sir?
Well, that's an automatic loss. I mean, if you don't have the family, then you will end up in with some type of disparity, you know, economically, you know, lack of wealth. I like to say this, is that what this guy is basically saying is that people who believe in what he believes in, they did not participate in the education and perhaps the capitalism opportunities that their parents should have had or they should have had. So now he's saying Latin America make up for our for the fact that we didn't participate in education like we should have.
Huh.
And that's no bueno, as we say in California. That's no bueno.
Well, and so the idea, he says, is that, well, look, the only time that blacks have advanced, and this is his rationale, not mine, is in times when they've when there's been great destruction. So he cites the 1960s and said it was the greatest era of personal growth and wealth expansion for black America. I don't think that's true, by the way. I think that the 8 years under George Bush, actually, you could compare to any other period of time in terms of home ownership, and you would have you would be hard pressed to beat the expansion at which people got homes. But anyway, Rick, I appreciate the call, and I appreciate the fact that you're thinking this through clearly. Thank you so much. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. It is kind of the burn it down edition of Kevin McCullough. There's a lot of people that are saying that what we've got to deal with here is that there's been these disparities, and there's these obstacles that have just prevented people from getting to where they needed to go. And I'm curious about how you feel about that. If you honestly believe that saying to the culture at large, give us what we want or we will burn it down, if that advances the genuine solution for the problem. It's one thing for a group of people to adamantly chant, this is what we want, give it to us now, and to do so until the moon rises in the evening. It's another thing to say, hey, let's engage in conversation and figure out why it is that that this hasn't happened, and see if there's not some something that we can do to create equity where there hasn't been before. And I would go back in our history and I would say, you know what, look at the period of Reconstruction, which is the period in our nation's history immediately following the Civil War. You had the greatest immediate expansion of wealth that black Americans had to that point. They'd been under 400 years of slavery prior to that. And you had vast educational opportunity that was taken advantage of. And so you had very educated black academics that were coming up through the ranks, and some of them ran for office, and some of them were elected to Congress, and some of them represented their actual districts. It wasn't until the end of Reconstruction, and it wasn't until the Democrats came into power in the very end of the 1800s and then through the early to mid-1900s, that the Democratic Party, which founded the KKK, lynched people of color, decided that they were going to do everything they could to intimidate people of color into voting for them, or they would burn it down, literally the crosses or the people's houses or whoever, then what you ended up having was kind of an interruption to the progress that Reconstruction had brought about. And you didn't get that back until late into the Civil Rights Movement because of that kind of immoral setup. Anyway, what's your call and your thoughts on it? 888-340-3373. Do we burn it down to make it better? 888-340-3373.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
604-2575 or visit Landmark. So glad to have you with us. Welcome back. It's Radio Night Live, week number two, live once again. We are so excited and so thrilled to have you with us. Thank you for being here. 888-340-3373. Tough times we live in, difficult times that we live in, times that are very confusing, times that, at times are excruciatingly painful. Try to keep three kids under the age of 10 inside the same house for 15 weeks. I just dare you to do it. Oh, maybe some of you did. Sorry. We're on the road and coming up to an intersection of crossroads here where we're going to make a decision that's going to be rather important. It is, do we change course from where we're at and what we can become? And make a decision to go in a different direction. We'll talk a little bit about Joe Biden a little bit later in the show. But the thing that has stood out this week is that Hank Newsom, Black Lives Matter New York, went on the Martha McCallum, the story on Fox News Channel, and he basically said this. Take a listen.
Yeah. I said, if this country doesn't give us what we want, then we will burn down this system and replace it. All right. And I could be speaking figuratively. Okay. I could be speaking literally. It's a matter of interpretation. Like, let's be very real and let's observe the history of the 1960s. Mm-hmm. When black people were rioting, we had the highest growth in wealth, in property ownership. Think about the last few weeks. Since we started protesting, there have been 8 cops fired across the country. You remember they were telling us that there was due process. That's why the cop that choked Eric Garner to death had kept his job and received raises for 5 years. Anytime a cop hurt a woman, hurt a child, hurt pregnant people, hurt our elders, there was always a call for due process. You must wait. You must wait. But the moment people start destroying property, now cops can be fired automatically.
All right. So that's the gist of what he's saying there. So let's start breaking stuff so we get our way. By the way, he says 8 cops got fired in the last month since George Floyd's death, and 4 of them, you know, by the way, were in the Minneapolis shooting or the death of George Floyd. 2 more were in the death of Mr. Brooks. So that's 6. There were 2 more somewhere. Think about this, though, friends. There's 50,000 police organizations in America. Think about that. There's more than 50,000. More than 50,000 police law enforcement organizations. There are 330 million citizens of the United States. Do you know in 2019 how many unarmed citizens were killed by lethal force by police officers? 56. 56 out of 330 million. Do you know how many of those 56 were white? 25. About 40% of the unarmed people that were shot, killed by lethal force by police officers, were white. Do you know how many were Latino? 11. Do you know how many were black? 15. 15 people out of 330 million in an entire year were killed by police officers using lethal force against an unarmed person. That's not systemic. It's problematic. You got to talk to the people that did it. You probably have to get rid of those people that do. Unless there's some really good justification, that's 15 people too many. But do you know how many arrests the 50,000 police officer organizations processed last year? I mean, statistically, you're talking about a minute number of instances in which you had problems go awry. This guy acts like it's happening every day. And that's not the truth. But because he presents it that way, then he feels justified in saying, I get to break into your living room or your store or wherever else I want because I want something that I want. Where does that end? 888-340-3373. Let's go to line 1. Porfirio is joining us tonight from Pasadena, watching on Biz TV. Hello, Porfirio. How are you?
Hey, good evening. How are you?
I'm well.
First time I've ever done anything like this in my life.
Good for you.
Yeah, and thank you for having a platform. I think dialogue is where we have to, you know, protest. Is protest, dialogue, and policies is the thing that we're going to have to end up with.
Yeah, I think so.
And it's something that both the community and law enforcement have to deal with on both sides.
Yep.
Communication is like a pancake. There's always two sides to it.
So what are your thoughts?
So, well, you know, I think what happens, in at least I'm almost 70 now. I'm a guy who grew up in the 50s and the 60s. I grew up in a black community, and you know, my city, Pasadena, was the first city north of the Mason-Dixon line to have a federal judge saying your schools have to integrate. Our police department was, through a consent decree, had to integrate. So I think what the issue that I see it is, I don't think all, by no means, do I even think a fraction police officers are bad. The problem happens is that when we look back historically and we look at the police officers that were with the dogs and were with the fire hoses and that allowed lynchings to go down, they watched it, they saw it, and did nothing about it. And people want to say, well, look, that's like 50, 60, 100 years ago. But what's happened is now that we have cameras and you see something, you know, like the officer with the, with Douglas, so, was the 8 minutes. And so with cameras on it and you see it and you question officers now, like, well, how can you see that and not say something? Well, that's just like the officers that didn't say or do anything 100 years ago. And unfortunately, you have officers who I think have all the right morals, all the right ideas. They want to be good police officers, good citizens, and serve. But they wear that badge and they wear that uniform that has a history.
Hmm.
And if it wasn't for the cameras and stuff that we have now, because I've seen a lot of beatdowns, and I'm not trying to put it as to whether they are black or brown or white. I just think that, you know, I want police officers to practice. I want them to protect me, not enforce me. And I know that you have to have showing up on the scene. I'm a former military police officer. I know that when you show up, you have to have a command presence, and you're going to be law enforcement. But with all, hopefully, when you leave, you could be a peace officer. And there's too many officers that we have now that are too much law enforcement and not enough peace officers.
Well, that's an interesting observation, Porfirio, and I appreciate your call. And thank you. Please call back. We're here every Saturday and would love to have more of your thoughts. It's Kevin McCullough. Stay with us. Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
right. So glad to have you with us live in New York. Kevin McCullough, we had 15 weeks where we did this show virtually. We were piecing it together in different sections of the tri-state area. But tonight, for the second week in a row, we're all back together again. And so glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Coming up in the Ladies Lounge in Hour 2, Laura Lee Trump, the daughter-in-law of the president, and also Michelle Malkin, beloved author and columnist. She'll be joining us as well. We've got a lot to get to. Let me get right back to the phones. Ralph is calling from Sacramento, also listening to AM 1380 The Answer. Ralph, real quickly, what's your thought tonight?
Well, my thoughts are, I came from Ukraine in 1991 with my family. So I've been in the States for 30 years, and this is my country right now. And looking at what's happening right now, it reminds me of, I've been back in Ukraine quite often because of business. And in 2015, when Mr. Biden came with Mr. Poroshenko, ex-president of Ukraine, and they started this, pretty much the same thing what's happening in here right now.
Really?
They started all the riots. They started all the break-ins. Basically, they started war inside of the country. So I'm asking Americans right now, do not vote for Mr. Biden. You need to vote for Mr. Trump. First of all, when I came to this country was built on the values of the family and Christianity. This is what we need to build this country. This is what we need to rehab.
Ralph, on that point, I'm going to have to let you go because I've got more people waiting, but I appreciate that call. Real quickly, Frank is in Des Moines. Frank, your thoughts?
Hey, long time no see, Kevin.
That's right.
There's three competing factions here. It's a zero-sum game. You have the Al Sharpton reparations, 40 acres and a mule crowd. You have the Louis Farrakhan crowd that until America gives them a piece of African territory where they can build their own police departments, justice,
sure.
Courts of law.
What's the third one?
Equal with whites. And then you got the crowd that thinks the founding of America was both illegal and immoral, and they need to upset capitalism, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez would fit into that category. But if you give them their reparations, but they're still in America, Farrakhan and Malcolm X said that the system is fundamentally biased against them, so they can never really have justice here unless they have their own country. So it's zero sum. Everybody's competing against everybody else, and there's nobody
that's
going to come out.
That seems very discouraging towards any type of lasting remedy. But, Frank, I appreciate you, as always, illuminating us on that point. Got to run because the first hour is done, friends, and coming up we've got hour number two. And I've got an update for you on our slave liberation project. What? A white guy's helping slaves get liberated in Africa? Yeah, believe it or not, it's kind of important to me, and we do it every year. But all that being said, we've got some encouragement, and we've got a little ways to go. I'll tell you all about that coming up. But next, Laura Lee Trump, the daughter-in-law of the president, and Michelle Malkin. It's all straight ahead. Radio Night Live.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
By calling